a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go in depth here. Utah Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder has teamed up with Atlanta Hawks coach Lloyd Pierce and several others. They formed a committee on racial justice and reform with the National Basketball Coaches Association.
They're determined to have an impact on their organizations, in their communities, and in the national conversation on racism in America.
Coach Snyder joined ESPN's The Woj podcast. He says a speech made by Coach Pierce made him realize more needs to be done.
It made me, you know, catch myself and ask some really, you know, trying to be transparent with yourself and being a little bit uncomfortable, knowing that, you know, in your heart, you know, I'm not a racist, so to speak, but that's not really what this is about. I mean, it is fundamentally, but it's also about being willing, to have that dialogue, to be transparent, to be honest with yourself. And ultimately, I think as a white man, what I was hearing was we need help. And it's not enough to just have support. I mean, there has to be a willingness to confront these things when you see them, be willing to take action. And I think all the coaches being aware of the fact that we coach some tremendous, tremendous men and the players, and they're active in their communities and the things they're doing, but also wanting to, you know, to stand on our own.
Snyder says what we're facing right now isn't just a black problem.
You know, this is a white problem. And that sustainability, those partnerships, it's necessary for white people to listen and to be willing to take action and not just, you know, to have a voice. You know, one of the things that has been impactful to me, and, you know, again, just having an opportunity to see the other people sharing, you know, colleagues of mine. And, you know, we're all at home, you know, the TV's on, we're seeing, you know, what's happening in our country. And my kids are there, you know, and I've got a couple of them that are too young really to understand, but sometimes kids understand more than you think. And I've got a couple others that are asking, you know, they're trying to process what's going on. And what we tell our children, what we tell the people that we're close to, our ability to have, I mean, even with your kids, you know, it's hard to explain, you know, on a certain level, the magnitude of what they're watching. This is not a short-term thing. This is enduring. And part of having lasting change is